of Eye Police are investigating an apparent double homicide at this hour, and Teamsters President Roy Williams will report to a federal prison hospital 1 week from today. Weather outlook for East Central Illinois tonight: rain and possibly some thunderstorms late. The overnight low in the 30s. Currently our temperature 50 degrees, and now the local report at 4:30, sponsored by Richard's Food Store in the Marketplace Convenience Center, Champaign. Good afternoon, I'm Mary Shank. A possible double murder at the University of Illinois' married student housing complex in Urbana is under investigation at this hour. The Champaign County Major Case Squad and coroner's officials have been called to the Orchard Downs apartment complex on South Orchard, where two boys were killed this afternoon, according to Assistant State's Attorney Mike Zope. He called the incident a family situation. University police were notified of the incident by an apartment resident at 3:20 p.m. No further details on the deaths are available as yet. A federal judge ruled today in Chicago that Teamsters President Roy Williams must report to a federal prison hospital 1 week from today. U.S. District Judge Prentice Marshall denied a motion by Thomas Wadden, Williams' attorney, asking that the union leader remain free on bail until his appeal of the conviction and sentence is decided. Marshall also rejected a petition that the 68-year-old Williams, who suffers from emphysema, will or not be required to report to the hospital at the federal penitentiary in Springfield, Missouri. Doctors there are to examine Williams to determine if he's healthy enough to serve a prison term. Wadden said he will appeal the latest order. Williams was not in court today. A Chicago man who was released from a psychiatric hospital on Monday was charged with murder today in the stabbing of his father-in-law. Police say Pat Kilcoyne of Chicago killed 59-year-old Jesse Lawing and then held two children hostage for 5 hours in his North Side home. The 27-year-old Kilcoyne surrendered to police around 1:15 a.m. today. The children were not harmed. Police said Kilcoyne told them he had stabbed Lawing in self-defense when his father-in-law came at him with a baseball bat. Kilcoyne was treated for several stab wounds in the leg, which police said he received while attacking Lawing. Kilcoyne was married last October. The children were Mrs. Kilcoyne's from a previous marriage. McLean County State's Attorney Ron Dozier thinks the early release program of the state prison system is a bad idea. He's filed a lawsuit charging that the state corrections department's early inmate release program presents a clear and present danger to Illinois residents. Dozier's suit in Sangamon County Court asks that the department be ordered to halt the program. Corrections officials have said the program, which began 3 years ago, is necessary to avert prison overcrowding. More news in a minute.
Everyone's talking.
Everyone's shouting about the lowest overall store prices.
Everyone is saying to shop them and save. Well, Richards wants you to know they've offered comparable low prices for the last 6 years.
But at Richards, you get in-store service you can't find elsewhere. And that's the Richards difference.
In addition to comparable low prices, Richards offers you total store cleanliness.
The largest food variety in town.
And fresh seafood delivered daily.
You can count on Richards full-service deli department. And be sure to check out Richards in-store bakery.
Richards has offered these things and more to their customers for the last 6 years and will continue to do so in the future.
Everyone's talking about having the lowest prices, but Richards offers you comparable low prices and service too.
At Richards, they even put your groceries in your car for you.
Richards is located in the Marketplace Convenience Center.
Richards.
They're the fine food store that saves you more.
With service.
A former two-term member of the Champaign City Council is waging a write-in campaign for a seat on the Champaign Park Board. Lynn Sweet says an informal organization of residents drafted him for a run at incumbent Newton Dodds. Sweet says he has ample time now that he's retired to do a good job on the board and thinks some new viewpoints are needed.
There is a faction. The same people have been there for many, many years, and it would be nice to distribute these opportunities around the community a little bit.
Sweet fears that the present board does not represent the broad interests of the entire Champaign community, and he says in general they have done a good job.
But I think that they do things without, I think they're obligated to inform the members of the public concerned when they do certain things.
Sweet says controversial decisions such as the construction of tennis court lights in a residential neighborhood and the building last year of the water slide are good examples of the board's ignorance of an obligation to make sure residents are contacted about park district developments. Democrat Harold Washington suggested today his Republican opponent Bernard Epton has unleashed the dogs of racism in the Chicago mayoral campaign. Washington urged supporters on the South Side to prove that divisive tactics are doomed in Chicago. Epton, interviewed on WIND radio, said Washington has already blown Tuesday's election by attempting to make it a white-black issue. The comments come a day after Washington accused Epton of trying to smear him with scurrilous lies. Washington had said go to hell to a heckler asking about his tax problems. Later, he apologized for losing his temper and said it happened because of a piece of Epton literature he had been handed. Washington said, "This particular piece of literature happens to describe me as a child molester." On the 190th day of Caterpillar tractor strike, the heads of the Peoria-based company and the United Auto Workers Union are said to be meeting in the Detroit area. At the Union Solidarity House headquarters, UAW spokesman Carl Mantilla refused to confirm or deny that any meeting was taking place. Currently, the temperature in Champaign-Urbana, 50 degrees. Complete weather details follow this newscast. The news has been sponsored by Richard's Food Store in the Marketplace Convenience Center in Champaign. For WDWS News, I'm Mary Shank.